As Hashem, we continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Chof Hei, discussing the importance of focusing and working on the Midah of Anava, of humility, in order to improve one's relationship of Tshuva and getting close to Hashem. Once again, this is a heavy topic, Tshuva, but a person should approach it b'simcha like every single mitzvah we do, whether it's cleaning for Pesach, whether it's putting on tefillin, if do it's Hashem b'simcha, the mitzvahs that we do, we should do b'simcha. We had mentioned, why is it that humility is a very important component to tshuva? And we said, and we'll continue saying, and bring proofs from Sukkim as well, here Rabbi Yoina wants to bring from the Navi Micha, is because a person comes to do an Aveira is because he's Ram Leivav. He's arrogant. So let's focus and understand, what does it mean he's arrogant? One can ask, how am I arrogant? A person, he chapped the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah chapped him. The taiva, the desire to do something wrong, whatever it might be. Where is the arrogance that plays a role that in order to do a proper tshuva, as we said yesterday, that if a person does tshuva of charata, aziva sacheit, and vidoy, but he doesn't focus on shiflus and hachna, he has not done a proper, complete tshuva. We can suggest, based on Rabbi Yoina and others' farm as well, that when a person comes to appreciate everything he has from Hashem properly, all the chassadim that Hashem does constantly, and he doesn't forget about all these gifts Hashem gives him, this person is the humble person. But when the person doesn't appreciate, doesn't focus on all the chassadim Hashem does for him, he's breathing, he's seeing, he's moving, he's thinking, his faculties work, Baruch Hashem, whatever it might be, he's appreciative. He wakes up in the morning, he stretches. If he doesn't appreciate these things, that's arrogance. That's gaiva, that's gval levav. And that's why a person, he forgets about Hashem, he forgets about all the chassadim, all the kindness Hashem does for him. The Navi asks, with two questions he begins and says, how can I approach Hashem to express my appreciation, to say thank you for all your kindness that you, Hashem, have done for me? And he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Morim, Hashem is high above. And if Hashem is high above, we are down below. And it's not just a physical presence where Hashem is located and we are located. It's a state of mind as well. If a person's attitude is, he's above, he's high, he's great, he's Gvalev, that's arrogance. The parsha Michazdei Hashem Yisborach. Previously, in the psukim above that Micha was talking about, it says, Ikaf lekeimorim aroiv chatoai. Says, how can I humble myself in front of Hashem? Hashem who's so high. How can I humble myself properly to atone for my averus? V'hiskir l'keimorim l'hoiroisu l'hidiya ka'akamo roi ashiyikaf yichonami shehimra rom alakol. And the reason why the Navi Micha said l'keimorim, you don't find this term used on a regular basis, the God of above, is because a person has to realize, like we just mentioned, that he defied Hashem, who is so elevated above all creations. Ubeir ha'inyan hazeh acharei kein ha'agdamenu ba'oilois ba'agolim b'nei shana, shall I bring karbonais to Hashem? Hayirtza Hashem ba'alfei eilim b'rivois nachalei shomen. Is that what Hashem wants? Thousands of rams or tens of thousands of streams of oil? Is that how I should do a proper tshuva? Ha'etein b'chori pishi. Continues the Navi and asks, shall I give over my firstborn to atone for my averus, the first of the fruit? Bo al inyon ma'ashamar ikaf lalekei morim. So now Micha comes to clarify in regards to the second question that was said earlier. How shall I humble myself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Elokei Marim, who is so high above? So he says, Ha'etein b'chori pishi l'haris kinyosi u'kvifosi ala ro'iv chatoi. Shall I give over my firstborn to show my humility, my submissiveness for all of my averus, v'chani makir oitzim pishi, and to show that I recognize my position of my averus? Is that what Hashem wants me to do? Ask the Navi. Ki roi losis b'chori korban ba'avor pishi. Because it would be befitting for me to give over my firstborn. As a kapara, ki rab v'oid ki v'chi otzum. Because my defiance of serving Hashem was so great. Pri vitni chatos nafshi. Pre-vitni, shall I give over the fruit that I have as a kaparo? Chatos nafshi. The Navi is asking the question, but keeps on repeating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Marim. And his point is that we have to realize there's only one Elokei Marim. The Gemara says that Hashem looks down at this world and says, I cannot live in this world with an arrogant person. The world is not big enough for the both of us. And Hashem's not going anywhere. So this is the goal, to focus on the chasadim. Focus on everything Hashem gives us. The more we focus everything Hashem gives us, all the chasadim, it will humble us. That humbling is a chelik of tshuva for the gval lev that a person might have had when he did an avera.